I think it, the agenda is to be integrated. We have the following items in our agenda. The meeting was deputed to start at past 8. Past 8, then we requested that it should start at 9 o'clock for the reason that we were confirmed that security would want to have a meeting today, so we said at least we still have some upper time, we can start by 9. I think that will be orderly. Item number 2 will be apologies. I don't know, Secretary, would you please, do you have any apologies?
Good morning, honourable members. Yes, thanks, Chairperson. I do have one written formal apology from Honourable Engelberg. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. We have one formal written. Honourable Mohabe.
Chair, thanks very much. Honourable Munake will be delayed, but is going to join the meeting.
Thank you. Yes, Honourable Mohabe Munake was just here. He went to another meeting. He will be joining us. And we have one apology from Mrs. Engelbrecht, Honourable Engelbrecht. We have these two following apologies, honourable members. Can we therefore remit leave of absence for the two members, or actually for Honourable Engelbrecht, because she's not going to be with us at all. It is procedural that I should be guided by the House. Can you permit the apologies? Thank you. Therefore, honourable members, we have the following items under the adoption of the agenda. One is a consideration and adoption of the Nobantu Fuzani petition report. Two, consideration and adoption of the Lovely Niza petition report. Three, consideration and adoption of outstanding minutes. Four, it's tabling of the following draft report on the executive undertaking made by Minister of Social Development during the House. The 4.2 report of the executive undertaking made by the Minister of Small Business during the House sitting. 4.3 is a report on the hearing of the Matsupe petition. Mansoba petition. In that note, honourable members, I don't know, perhaps we can adopt the agenda or we can figure on it, change the in terms of priorities on issues that can be prioritized to be dealt with then other issues. Perhaps. Honourable Mohabe, honourable George. Thank you.
Chairperson, thanks very much. Chair, it's just to register my humble request. Honestly speaking, if you check, petitions is dealing with reports that are a matter that can be subjected to a legal contest. And to be quite frank, when you develop items, I would really urge, Chair, with due respect, don't overpopulate your agenda, because to me, honestly speaking, if you want to do justice, we need to really remember that when we do justice to all these items in a day, it's not going to be easy, because you just have a look at the report, it's a pile. And to be quite frank, any person who can really realize that one report is almost, let me just cite an example, one report, it can be more than 20 pages. So I'm just saying, each person, for us really to do justice, we need to really be considerate, not to overpopulate. I know at times it's a question of people that would wish to meet their performance targets. But performance targets at the expense of concentration span, Chairperson, I don't think it's going to do justice. So my request is that in future, as and when we consider populating the agenda, we would rather streamline it over a period of time. That will be my humble request, Chair. Thanks.
Honourable George.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with my colleague, but I just want to add one or two things. The first one is just a simple question. I wasn't at that petitions hearing, But at 4.3, the report on the hearing on Mansopa petition, I believe we had very limited time over there to properly go through that petition. I stand to be corrected. I just want to inquire whether that report is actually ready to be considered, or whether the petition has been fully heard. That's just my one inquiry, because I believe there was just the hour in Bloemfontein, but I wasn't there, so I just want some clarity on that. The second thing before I agree to the adoption of the agenda is I would like to raise, as I always do, the matter that we as a committee in all of these cases, apart from the executive undertakings, do not have the jurisdiction to hear any of these petitions. There are numerous other forums that have to be approached first. We are only supposed to hear petitions that fall within the powers of the National Council of Provinces, and being well acquainted with all of these petitions, I do not believe that we have any jurisdiction in these cases, especially the cases who have parts of it before bodies like the Public Protector and the courts. So for that reason, I can't agree to this agenda as it stands, because we do not have the jurisdiction to hear these petitions, as I've said at numerous occasions. And I think it is seriously time that we consider that, because this committee is going to run into trouble if we overstep the powers of our own jurisdiction. Thank you.
Thank you. In actual fact, we are about to adopt the agenda. So issues are raised before we adopt the agenda by honourable members here.
Chairperson, on a point of order, I cannot agree to discussing matters that I don't have jurisdiction over. That is why I raise it under the adoption of the agenda. If we do not have jurisdiction, we can't have it on our agenda.
No, it's fine. I was just trying to phrase what you remember, honourable members, have just raised now before we adopt the agenda. I think before I respond, we respond to these issues. Honourable Manapule?
No, thanks, Chair. Mine is with regards to, I hear the contribution that has been made by two honourable members. I don't really disagree with them, but I'm just saying I agree with the population of the agenda. Where are you going to do justice? But I'm just saying, I want to request and to appeal to them that we should approach it in a different way. Firstly, them saying that to what Honourable McGregor has raised, that he does not agree with the agenda, that the report that needs a political, just saying that it should maybe to remind, we have engaged with this with the petition. What is asked is important for us to engage the report. It will emanate from the recommendations from the work that they have done, because of it means that this work will be incomplete if you're not going to deliberate on the report. Perhaps then what is reservation with regards to the work, you can make a recommendation that will be included in the reports. Hence, I'm appealing to them, asking them, let us engage this report. But myself, I'm saying that with the reservation that really we're not going to do justice. As maybe we should check, making a picture, let us agree in principle, then see how far we can go. They still cannot be able to reach them the time that the time of the meeting have to agenda. We can defer them to the next meeting so that we can be persuaded. This one, I'm appealing that in that if we can approach it in that manner, then we can move forward. Then say, really, Chair, with your team, can you really consider this in future? Particularly to the old petition, sometimes we have to refer to our own memories. This hearing, it was a year ago. As much as we want to make it tricky today and there, we will not really do justice. Just saying, in future, consider that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think we first perhaps now we need to clear the mixture of the population of the agenda. We acknowledge that, of course, there's not any normal human being who can do justice out of the documents that are circulated to you. We acknowledge that, but I said it to the secretary, because of our standing, outstanding load of work, I said let him bring these things to the committee. Then we will acknowledge some of those things that we will not be able to deal with today for the future coming meeting. Of course, the actual things that are going to be considered today or in the agenda will be the consideration of the minutes, which that it should be done today. We should approve the minutes, and then the question of Fuzane petition and the Lavunaza petition. Then the issue of the executive undertaking will be just will be noting them. Yeah, we will be just tabling them as the House. Then maybe the next meeting will then consider them with the two other executive undertakings that we made during last week. So that is why we brought this the entire populated agenda to you. We acknowledge that we are not going to deal with the entire issue as they are presented to you, but we want you to take note of the load work that is outstanding that we needed to conclude before during the current parliamentary term or in the NCOP term of a committee program. Then the issue of multiple petitions, Mansupa petition, we are bringing this petition, of course, Honorable George. We only had one hearing, but you must remember that Parliament, during the fourth term Parliament, this hearing was held twice. So the NCOP is one of the inherited petitions. So when we went there, we were actually at a disadvantaged position because we had no memory as Parliament what happened actually during the two hearings that took place during the fourth Parliament. We therefore said we must go and hear this petition, get an oral hearing, then therefore be able to speedily recommend and resolve on the petition, because it's been since 2010 petition being with Parliament. So that is why it's with us here. We had a hearing. Members who were in that hearing, they will recognize that we had a hearing. We have to consider what we had and, of course, work up a draft report and see whether we still need further follow-up on the hearing that we had. I saw a hand, Honorable Mohabe. Before perhaps you go into detail, I just wanted to clear issues. That
yes, Chairperson, thanks. Earlier on, Honorable George highlighted the issue of dealing with matters that are before the Court of Law or the Public Protector. And I'm not sure what is the pronouncement of us as a committee, given the separation of powers. Perhaps it would be more wise if we have the specific item where maybe honorable member would relate to us that this matter is before the Court of Law, then we look at the nature of the problem, then it will make us to be more informed in terms of saying whether we defer it or not. Otherwise, if we make a blanket approach, you might find that something might be in the Court of Law for a particular reason that is not necessarily relevant to our role as the committee. So I'm just saying, perhaps if we can have more clarity on that. Chair, I think on the issue of Mansupa, the question was around justification of what transpired over there, whether the committee can really convince itself to say they did justice in terms of interacting with the stakeholders or how coordination was done. I think that should be the context that that the committee should really take into consideration. So I thought perhaps a suggestion would be, if honestly speaking the committee did not have adequate time to attend to issues of the petitioners, better for the committee to resolve, either to go back, do justice, because it's all about ensuring that Section 72 of the Constitution is clearly taken into consideration, in particular public participation. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mohabe. Perhaps to, before I will come to what you raised, the issue of the jurisdiction of the committee. Honourable members, I think we must all acknowledge that this committee is being constituted through the Act of Parliament 103, Section 103 of Parliament. It is a committee mandated by MCOP to deal with petitions. And a petition, as a committee being dealing with petition, you'll check our guidelines. We are clear. We are saying we are going to consider petitions that are tabled to Parliament if they've exhausted all revenues in their origin jurisdictions. So we are mandated by Parliament to scrutinize petitions submitted to Parliament. With regard to jurisdiction, the committee cut across all departments because we are being petitioned by civil societies or communities in regard to public service issues, whether it be at local government, magistrates, but we are petitioned by our community. Of course, in terms of the statutory, we know that issues that are still with the courts cannot be dealt with. We know, issues that have findings from the court cannot be reviewed by us. That is what we know. But we are mandated as a committee to deal with whatever petition that comes to us. And we are also aware as this committee that we, in terms of powers, we proposed a bill that should be tabled to the House. We also developed the guidelines through the legal department, which will be used as our guidelines because of we don't have a rule that speaks to our committee in the NCOP. Now, my take is that with all these instruments that we have, the Act itself of Parliament that established this committee, the guidelines that we have, because we are, of course, in terms of the rules, as committees, we must determine ways how do we operate and function. So I don't see us encroaching any other department, because we will call any department if it is implicated in a petition. Unless otherwise, we must get legal advice on these issues. And I believe Honourable George should be offering our assistance in this committee because he sits in the Rules Committee. And for us to be empowered, we depend on that committee. So I hope that is orderly, comrade. We cannot question our mandate being here. And I believe anyone who questions being assigned to this committee, he must therefore refer the matter to the deployment committee of the NCOP or his political party or her political party. Thank you. The issue of Honourable, I'll come to you, George. I just wanted to clear this.
My name is not George.
Okay, sorry. The issue of the public protector, as you said, Honourable Mohape, I think we will be will offer that opportunity to the honourable member to clear us on which issue that we dealt with that encroached the jurisdiction or the responsibilities of the public protector. But I remember we did call the public protector because in one petition she was mentioned. And she came, and they came as the provincial public protector office and presented their case in one petition, which was Love Naza petition. They presented their case, and I think all members interrogated the report. And in that note, if there's other maybe controversial matter that we did as a committee, maybe we will be advised. But yes, before I give the House to whether we adopt the agenda, because of course we must adopt the agenda. We can't deliberate on the issue of love neither. We can't deliberate on any matter unless we adopt the agenda. Because anything that must be said here must be recorded as a meeting being acknowledged. Honourable George, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, for the sake of my colleagues and their time, I am not going to further engage you on this matter. I will take it up with the appropriate forum, because I still believe that you are acting outside of the jurisdiction. We are being forced as a committee to act outside of our jurisdiction, but it doesn't help me to make the submissions here, because I have explained it to you on numerous occasions and you still refuse to see the point. That being noted, I would like you to note in the minutes my concern that we as a committee do not have jurisdiction, and then I will take it up with the appropriate forum. Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable Mohape.
Chairperson, well and good, but I was going to refer Honourable George to the provisions of the Rules of Ensuite, in particular Rule 235, which says, Support 1, a committee to which a petition has been referred may refer the subject matter of the petition to the executive or a particular department or other administrative agency for further attention. Deliberately, I was asking, what are the merits? So that even when we take a decision, we can either say, let's refer a matter, or if a matter is before a particular institution, then the committee can pronounce on the basis of that, because remember, part of our responsibility is to advance intergovernmental relations. So it's in that context that one was saying, why can't we specifically outline that this matter be dealt with, because it's not going to be easy on our judge to have a general approach, you see, based on the provision of the Rule 235 sub Rule 1. Thanks.
Thank you.
May I respond?
Yeah, Honourable George.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with Honourable Mohape, and I've earlier today called him a voice of reason, and he is a voice of reason. It is our duty as a committee, in my view, to not, as we have done until now, take everything on as we can solve the problem. That is why we come up with recommendations, because we don't have teeth to impose anything. That is the first test of whether this is in our jurisdiction. If your recommendations can be ignored, you don't have jurisdiction. And all our recommendations can be ignored, if the departments really want to. Ours is to say, right, this is a function of the NCOP, so we can take it on. Legislative proposals, as far as it goes to Section 76 legislation, for example, would be something that falls within our powers. But anything that doesn't fall within our powers, that falls within the powers of either the public protector or the courts or even provincial and national departments, should be, from the beginning, referred by us to the appropriate body, as Honourable Mohape has rightly said. We should tell the petitioners at the beginning, the appropriate route for you is to go back to the public protector, or the appropriate route for you is to appeal to the provincial department. The appropriate route for you would be first to petition the municipality, then to petition the province, and then come to us. But we don't do that. We act in every single petition, in every single case, as if we can solve the problem. Instead of saving the time and the money of the petitioners and saying to them from the beginning, honestly, we refer you to A, B, C, and D because we have a duty in terms of cooperative governance, as Honourable Mohape has said. We're not fulfilling that duty because we're not referring it to the appropriate bodies. We're dealing as if we can solve the problem. And that is why the committee doesn't have teeth. And that's what I've been trying to say. Is instead of making recommendations on these petitions, rather say to the petitioner, this is the body where you will get pleasure, where you will have an answer to your petition, and save them the time. We're not doing the public any favor by trying to take on every single petition without referring the public to the appropriate bodies. In terms of the rules, that is our duty. In terms of the Constitution, that is our duty. But we're not fulfilling it. And that's where the misunderstanding comes in. And that is why I'm worried that this committee is actually wasting time and money, and it is acting outside of its jurisdiction, Chairperson. So I agree with the Honourable Mohape. He's absolutely right. That is what the rule says. And we're not following that.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome, Honourable Mokwele. Honourable members, I think we acknowledge the wisdom that is offered to us here by honourable members. The fact will be that, for example, the issue of referral, honourable members, as a committee, we get petitions are referred to us by the House Chair through the front table. We have elevated our guidelines, which indicates that any petition that must be dealt with us should have been exhausted in all the levels within the jurisdiction. We believe that those officials that are prioritizing and ATCing the petition, they do their work before Honourable House Chair of the NCOP refer the petitions to us. We have once in our strategic planning requested to have an extra official members, officials who will be scrutinizing the petitions before they come to us. That was not offered to us. The NCOP chairperson said to us, we have enough staff that can do that. The table staff are scrutinizing all the petitions that are coming to us. So in that note, I've been deadlocked. But yes, we'll further engage on the legality of the petition itself and how should we refer petitions and what petitions should we acknowledge. I think we, one of the things that we last say when Honourable Khosi was still here, we also spoke of Imbizo, wherein we will be detailing our work as a petition. I also thought of a workshop. I last spoke to the secretary that why don't we organise a workshop for petition so that we'll raise these concerns. The honourable chairperson of the house, honourable Mutandiso will be invited. Pindela will be part of the workshop, and so that we are all in one house and discussing the actual mandate of the committee and having a clear guidelines or clear mandate on this issue. I think that we'll be looking on that on our fifth term. We'll be looking around that on our 15. But yes, can I please not prolong this and ask the House to adopt, after we've cleared the issues, to adopt the agenda as it is, then we will deliver it. Honourable Mohape, Honourable Tumbi.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the agenda. Yes.
Thank you. Honourable Tumbi. Thank you, sir. Honourable members, in front of us we have is item number one, which is consideration and adoption of the Nobantu Fuzane petition report. I think honourable members will understand that we have a sequence of meetings or hearings in regard to this petition. And if you look at the back of the petition, I don't want us to go back and then Lona, just want us to go zoom straight directly. I don't know, but let me be advised by the members. Can we go page by page or go directly to the recommendation on Fuzane petition? And perhaps coin in the recommendation then. Honourable George Seemley, she's in my support. Oh, you wanted to say something, Honourable?
Good morning, Honourable members. If we just shoot to page 21, remember we coined some interim recommendations at our last meeting, but then you had requested us to look into a number of issues. The first one was around whether the issue of Tamara's assault had come before a magistrate. The second one was the extent to which TAC was involved in assisting Ms. Fuzane with the complaint she had in the petition. And the third one related to whether she could refer the petition to the Health Ombudsman. And I just want to report back on the issues. And then Honourable Quimby raised the concern that Dr. Mawisa's report after he examined Tamara was not included in the report, and we included the report now. As regards the magistrate, the matter never came before a magistrate because the prosecutor in that matter never took a decision not to prosecute because there wasn't enough evidence. TAC's involvement. TAC I think, took a step back once the prosecutor took the decision not to prosecute the matter, given that there was insufficient evidence for the matter to be prosecuted. And then with regards to the health ombudsman, indeed she can refer the complaints to the health ombudsman because it takes complaints from members of the public. So these, if you go to page 21, you'll see the generic recommendations that we came up with the last time we met, pending us looking into the issues that you had requested.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Monapole, before...
No, sir, I want us to be with her. She says, page 21, these pages are not, this document is not user-friendly. You understand? There are pages 1, 2, 3, there's another document, 1, 2, 3, there's no dividers.
Okay, thank you.
Then they could have used a copy pen to number them from 1 to 10 so that they can know which number to follow. I'm trying to see which page 21 is that, because there's no dividers. They are not user friendly, so that's why I'm raising the hand, so they can be able to follow. I've been reading the report, I thought it's the last report, the recommendation, only if I like that it's not the report that is presented to us.
Okay.
Just saying that they must take that into consideration when they present to us.
Okay, sorry, before. Honourable Monopoly, let's say this. You have been reading a report that was sent to us, which is contrary to this. Okay. Thank you. Can you tell the...
Yes.
The
I'm looking
number?
At the Fuzani petition report. Yes. My apologies, Mama. Okay, I'm talking about this main document, the report. Okay. Yes. Sorry, Honorable Manapoli. There is a J88 form which looks like this. That's NHIA. Yes. In this pack. Yes. Right, so if you look at page 21, those are the recommendations that we came up with. Emma, 6 May, 13 May, and 3 June. Page 21 of this report.
Honourable members, Honourable Manapoli, thank you.
No, Chair, I just want for clarity, because there are so many reports. There's another report of Fuzani dated the 7th September. Fuzani report is part of it, I think, 1 year after this one.
Yeah.
So it is going to be presented later, so that we must know the flow of discussion. You see, this is what the report that I'm having here. And she presented this report on page 21. I want to know the flow, because we will entertain this report, and later on this report will be presented. That's why I'm saying that she should fuse these two reports, so that when we discuss, we know what we are discussing, and it will bring us and make our work easier.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, I'm being informed that the 7th September, from the research unit. I was just preparing that.
So it's not going to be presented?
To us. No, it's one document. We thought that, let me say this, honorable members, Usually what happens, honorable members, before we come to a meeting, and documents are circulated to honorable members for them to go through them. So that when we come in here, because we of time, we then take as if members they have gone through to read the documents. That is why we are now directing you directly to the recommendations, because we have observed all read all the documents, and now we want to check whether are the recommendations speaking to what was presented to us and
to what the research unit is saying to us. Honorable Mohabe will come. Honorable.
I remember last time I suggested not only to this committee, but there's a need for us to really develop a checklist of tracking the resolutions. Because if we are dealing with that, we would not really struggle in terms of, say, which documents are supposed to be shared. Because most of the things, remember, these matters appear before the committee for quite some time. So what is only required is just to get a checklist of what was recommended, how far are we, just to track progress. I thought Dr. is doing that, but the unfortunate part is because there's this attachment of paper, and these are the same reports that we've been receiving all along, and that is why from time to time they will always confuse. If you are saying to us today, there's a report of the 7th of September from Research Unit, for what purpose? Because this matter is long since before us. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, perhaps a checklist in terms of a tracking system, it can assist so that we deal specifically with what is supposed to be dealt with. That will be my humble request once again, Chair.
Okay, before we have Honorable Manapule.
No, thank you, Chair. I concur with Honorable Mohabe. Then take it further.
Yeah.
You see that the confusion is this, the report says the issue of the case. In the presentation, and then on the recommendation, and okay, it's fine, on the presentation by Dr. Bondo, we don't get it that this summary is a comprehensive of all the things that Honorable Mohabe is raising, the checklist, the issues that we have raised prior. Remember, this report was presented to us three times. Every time we find out there's something that is lacking, then you need to be incorporated. This is a checklist that Honorable Mohabe is raising, saying that in the minutes on the report of the 14th, their issues were raised, is incorporated. On the minutes of the 15th, is incorporated. If the report is presented to us, this page 21 that is there is incorporating everything that was raised before. We could not go through this report and say, then fairness, all this reported documents that are here in front of you is just for your reference. You don't need to go through them. So now, as much I've read some of the things yesterday, but I was confused because I have 10 reports that have been presented. So don't know which one to go, which one. And then also the report, the summary says, we have included this as a supporting document for your easy reference. So I end up leaving the document. You don't know which one to read, which one not to read. So we have been be overpopulated with the document unnecessary. I'm just saying that we need to be with you so that we can be. You see, you are taking 10 minutes just to be able to follow you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. I think we must just take note, Secretary, on this one, especially when we develop our brief analysis, when we do them, as they are saying. But yeah, honorable members, I don't know, in that note, we will be taking note. Let me give Honorable Gwende perhaps to, we were suggesting, honorable members, let's go to the recommendation and check whether the recommendation is speaking to what we know. Of course, we acknowledge that because of the lack of the tracking system, we cannot, perhaps our memory were not the same to recall what has happened on the 15th last year and so on. But yeah, we'll try to remind each other if there's something that is not captured within these recommendations. I think you, for our own best understanding, we must also consider our observations, because our observation will also speak to the recommendations. Can I therefore allow the House, or allow Honorable Gwende to take us through? Or Honorable George, you want it? What? Okay,
my apologies for the confusion. It was a result, I think, the set of minutes where the resolutions were taken around the petition are in the minutes that we're going to be considering later today. But it was resolved that before the committee can adopt the report, there was some outstanding information that we had to ensure that we collate and we confirm. As indicated, one of the concerns raised by Honorable Simbi was that we had not made reference to the report by Dr. Mawisa. And it is now, we've made reference to it and we've attached it to this report, just so members can see that we have located the report and, you know, we've made reference to it in the petition. The second issue was around looking into whether the matter had come before a magistrate, because Dr. Karwa, who is the CEO of Khayelitsha District Hospital, made mention of the fact that it had come before a magistrate, and the magistrate had found that there was no evidence suggesting that Tamara indeed had been assaulted. And we then picked up on the fact that he probably mixed up the words magistrate and prosecutor. The prosecutor had not had taken a decision not to prosecute, to look into the assault, because there was insufficient evidence to point to the fact that indeed she was intentionally assaulted. The third issue was the involvement of treatment action campaign in the whole petition. And so this brief was prepared by the researcher because she was charged with going and ascertaining some of the issues that members felt that they could not consider the petition until those issues had been determined. So she then spoke to a gentleman at Treatment Action Campaign, who indicated that they backed off once the prosecutor took the decision not to prosecute because of the lack of sufficient evidence. And then we were asked to determine whether she could refer the matter to the Health Ombudsman, and indeed we determined that she could refer the complaints against both hospitals to the Health Ombudsman. So at the last meeting, the committee then requested that we put in these recommendations pending, you know, the determination of the information that they felt they needed before they could, sign off the recommendation.
Honourable members, Honourable George, before perhaps I'll comment, Honourable Mkwile, Honourable George will come first, Honourable Quimby, you'll follow after Honourable Mkwile, Honourable Mahapa, you'll follow after Quimby. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, this is the first case, previous petitions that have gone through us, I have raised similar things, similar to what I raised this morning with regards to the agenda. What we have before us is a case which has been before a panel of external investigation, I believe, if you refer to page 16 of the report. How it works before it goes to the Director of Public Prosecutions, if I can just say that, is that before it goes to the prosecutor, is it goes through a thorough police investigation. The police compiles the docket, and it then goes to the Director of Public Prosecutions. We are not in a position to tell the DPP what to do, because that would be a violation of separation of powers. Parliament can't tell the Director of Public Prosecutions, you must prosecute or you mustn't. But I think it's important for the committee to note that the DPP decided not to prosecute because of a lack of evidence. Treatment Action Campaign also went further and said that because of a lack of evidence, there's nothing that they can do. Now, we want to make recommendations going against the Director of Public Prosecution, going against the external, not internal, external investigation that there was, going against all these findings and wasting the petitioner's time even further. Now, as a solution, I would propose the following, that we have established that the Health Ombud is an appropriate forum. The petitioner should only come to us once all other available avenues have been used and exhausted. That's the word I'm looking for. So my suggestion would be that our recommendation is simply, instead of giving extensive recommendations which run the risk of meddling in the work of the Director of Public Prosecutions, in meddling in the work of the Provincial Department, which is also another appeal body, in meddling in the work of the National Department, my proposal would be that a simple and practical recommendation would be that we refer the petitioner to the Health Ombudsman and tell her that that would be the appropriate forum for you to take this complaint. In that way, we do not overstep our jurisdiction. And the petitioner is referred, in terms of the rules as was mentioned earlier by Honourable Mahapi, the petitioner is referred to an appropriate body which will be able to give her relief. So that would be my proposal. I've looked at the recommendations and I seriously feel uncomfortable with the fact that if the Director of Public Prosecutions made a decision for us to, in a sense, overrule it. Now, I know we're not overruling it, but we're going directly against their findings, where they said that there is no sufficient evidence. We can't order the Director of Public Prosecutions to do that. In fact, we have an external investigation saying that that there is, I think, most probably the DPP based their findings on some of those recommendations and the police investigation. So I would strongly recommend that we, in order to cover ourselves for not going over our jurisdiction, to say to the petitioner, you would most probably get the most effective relief by approaching the health ombudsman. And that, I would propose, would be or should be the only recommendation, and then we wait and see what the health ombudsman says. Thank you, Chairperson.
thank you very much, and my apologies for arriving late. I was in another meeting. You know, we have exhausted engaging on this matter of Fuzani. previous meeting, I said this matter is more personal than political. And when we as a committee take decision or recommend do recommendation, must bear in mind that we are dealing with a mother that lost a child. And then that mother saw Parliament as the last hope for closure of the pain that she went through. Now, we need to make sure that whatever that we say and whatever that we do is for the best interest, both legislatively and ethically. Chair, my suggestion is that I'm checking with the doctor. I'm seeing her the recommendation that we put forth, 8.2, I'm checking just for the legality part of it. If the matter was investigated before and it went through court, and the court see it deemed that that matter can't be prosecuted, because there is no enough evidence, and KC at the ultimate end is closed or dismissed. Is there legislatively a possibility where this recommendation can bind legally? I think we've got Honorable Mohapi and Honorable Mnake to assist on a legal implication of this item 8.2, that can we recommend as a committee that Mama can go and reopen the case based on the evidence, additional evidence that is before Mama, and if it comes to a push as a committee further, extend an assistance, not just referring an old person to say, go to a health ombudsman, go and open a case, link a parent with the relevant stakeholders and relevant bodies that will be able to assist. Because as and when you speak the same thing over and over again, you become a scratched CD where you feel you feel the person knows your story, because you have been telling this story for quite a long time and to so many people, and then your patience and your emotions also they get affected into that. So I'm just checking whether it is possible. If it's possible, let the recommendation stand. And I still say we need not when we deal with reports, because we are discussing this report in several locations, and we take decisions and we recommend. But when the report comes with the very same recommendations that we did before, you end up thinking of other things. So if we agreed on a matter, let that matter be separate. We might not be given the entire report as it is. We must only concentrate on issues that we raised and that we recommended that they must be re-looked at or be added to or redone. So I think if we can do that, the confusion of dealing with one thing over and over again will be minimal. You're not respecting us, Chief.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Noted hands. I said the Honorable Krimbi, then Honorable Tubi, Honorable Mahape, then you follow Honorable Manapula from Mahape. Thank you, Honorable Krimbi.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for the report. Chair, I concur with Honorable Mugwili. We will be like, this committee will be like a committee without teeth. If we don't take decisions here, with something that we know that happened. Really, I remember there was a report. There was no report that there were no sufficient evidence. Then the only thing that the prosecutor decided not to prosecute. And then we wrote a letter to the prosecutor to tell the committee why they didn't prosecute. There was no evidence that the prosecutor found that there is no evidence. Also, we heard that the police, after we get the evidence, the police want to reopen the case. I would suggest, and also, I don't see the letter from the prosecutor. But the prosecutor refused to come to this committee. Refused, totally said it doesn't report to us. Thank you for that. For that, the prosecutor cannot report to the committee. Prosecutor of the Department of Justice. And secondly, there is an evidence now from the doctor. From the start, there was an evidence from this doctor. But the officials of that hospital, they came and mislead this committee. More especially, the CEO. And the doctor, the deputy director general, took this thing to the forensic. And he came and addressed us that even the forensic said that lady was beaten. And also now trying to show us that the Dr. Mawizo was undermined by counsel, what is Panjwa? This doctor in case, he said he was schooled in Transkei. I hate that nonsense doctor. I'm telling you. Sorry about that.
Chair, you know, I'm humbly requesting to Honorable Kumbi that he must not be personal on this matter. I raised it previously. I know he's somehow connected to the family. And when we deal with issues on a personal basis, we won't achieve so I'm appealing that he must not be personal, he must not take us back. We know the story, and he has assisted with us getting Dr. Mawiza's report. I can see it's part of the attachments. So let's move. We are dealing with recommendations, like we said in our previous meeting, that we need to get additional information and doctor must go and draft recommendations. Let's deal with recommendations of this report and then see how best can we close this matter. Thanks.
I noted Honorable Mohape.
I think that was a point of order.
Well, point of the point of order, yeah. Carry on, Honorable.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mkwiri. Thank you very much on that. I'm still saying that I concur with you all that let's reopen the case. Let's take it back to the police, back to the prosecutor. We've got the evidence if they didn't have any evidence. If that's so, we can assist the petitioner, or if that is a petitioner for the evidence, whatever they. I don't say it's not good to go to take this matter to health. What is it? Health ombudsman. But I feel that even that health ombudsman will not do justice. We need to have a recommendation. We need to help the mother. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Chair, please, if you is not, I'm not behaving like Honorable George Michalakis. I'm more happy, not more happy. Chair, if you go to page 20, my apologies, Chair, because I lost my page now. I don't know which document. Can you take me to the same pages again?
21.
My Chairperson, with due respect, as and when documents have been prepared, can it be, as Honorable Manopoulos has said, user framed? We are struggling. I don't know the page. I had it. Can you assist me again?
Sorry for that number.
Because Chairperson, the question was, is it possible for us to reopen a case?
Mm.
Chair, any case can be opened provided there's new evidence that has come out. Legally, you can go and open it. That is why most of the time, a case will just be removed, struck off the roll, without necessarily being closed. Again, with regard to the investigations, if there's more information that can also concretize your evidence before the Court of Law or before the NPA, I don't see any harm. I think it can still happen. However, Chairperson, I'm not sure, because in terms of the recommendation, you're only saying recommendation 8.2, as Honorable Mokwili has indicated. You're just saying reopen and finalize the investigations. You don't elaborate briefly under the said recommendations. Remember, you are dealing with a matter that has got history. So it's more advisable for a person who might be looking at the recommendation for the first time to track easily what has been the rationale behind reopening of the case. But in this case, you are just saying reopen the case and finalize investigations. You need to indicate what is prompting that. Chair, with regard to us saying only refer the matter to the ombudsman, I don't think that would be more helpful, Chairperson, given the observation and the findings by the committee from page 19. If you read 7.1, 7.2, up until 7.9, it's very clear that there's still more questions than answers. So in that case, there's no way that you can just say, let's just refer the matter to ombudsman. Again, if you check in terms of recommendation 8.5, there's been an observation based on the committee with regard to record keeping, poor record keeping that warranted us to be where we are. We can't, as the committee, not necessarily make a pronouncement on it. We can make a pronouncement that we need really, that the both hospitals to really improve in that. So in that case, Chairperson, I would really urge that let's concretize our recommendations in such a way that we put or attach reasons. If we are saying reopen, what are the reasons and the rationale? For an example, an indication is that statements were not made from the nurses, the medical staff at K, Khayelitsha District Hospital did not notice the lesions and abrasions of Tamara at that meeting, and Ms. Fuzan was the first person to notice them. Nothing in the submission made on behalf of KD pointed to the fact that Tamara thoroughly examined pre and during her admission. These are some of the things that would assist if there are further investigations. If initially these were overlooked, these are some of the new evidence that can assist in terms of coming to a particular determination. So I'm just citing that based on the observation, Chairperson, it's very clear that there's new information that has come up. So based on the new information, their committee can always make referrals, where we are saying refer to the South African Police Services for further investigations. Based on the reasons, we need to tabulate those reasons. Why are we saying further investigations if we observe that there's been shortcomings? And again, Chairperson, under the recommendation 8.6, that the petitioner is encouraged to refer the complaints against Khayelitsha and Khotes Kiri to the Office of the Public Health Ombudsman. Chair, if I have reported to you, you are my last resort. You can't say you do it yourself. It means it's now in our competency to ensure that you refer the matter on behalf of that particular person, as outlined in terms of the provision that I referred your good self to in terms of the NCO pupils. That will be my submission, Chairperson. Chairperson, can you avoid dealing with one matter for 2 hours? Please.
No, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable you then follow. Thank you.
This is the medical report. We are not entitled to it. So I will just make a humble request in terms of the patient's charter. As soon as we have dealt with this, can we refer, bring back the copies, please.
Definitely.
I think the letter speaker, Honorable Mohapi,
has taken,
but just want to tweak two or three things that you have raised. Chair, with all the recommendations that are there, I agree, like, to approve them. And then perhaps speaks on 8.2. And also add on, agree to the amendment that Honorable Mohapi has raised, 8.6, which means that as a committee we have to refer, not the complainant herself, to refer the matter. That amendment that is inserted by Honorable Mohapi, I agree that it should be amended accordingly. And then the other one, that the 8.2, which is more of the honor contention of this committee, Chair, then also saying that based on the new evidence that it should be reopened, then take it even further, Chair. Make another recommendation. I think it will be maybe inserted just after that. It can be 8.3, that refer the matter to IPED to investigate the conduct of the subs with regarding to this matter.
Yes.
Because perhaps then there's we normally hear the cases, the complaints, the community says we'll hear the cases will be submitted, so some dockets will be dismissed, and then so we need to find also to get this to the at the bottom of this and then be able to say whoever was involved in this case not to to be prosecuted, to move then as a committee. Then this is the additional on top of all the recommendation that I've been seeing, that and compare to the changes that the Honorable Mohapi have raised, the proposal, Chair, and then in the nutshell. Then, and then lastly, Chair, request that this report that you have there should be incorporated to the final report of ours under the observation. I think because of this, if either can be another observation or then falls under the issues that you have raised and then being responded, because it cannot go away on its own just like this. Because it's assisting us to make the final recommendation. It's important to be incorporated to the final report, to be able to be taken there. Thank you. I think, as my case, we need to close on this matter. I concur that it's long been in this matter. we have to step off.
No, thank you. I think we are spot on. I think we do take note of that. I noted Honorable Monakedi, then it will be Honorable George, or you want to come back, Honorable Honorable Monakedi? Oh, then it will be the second round again, Honorable Mohape. Let me first do this. It will be Honorable Monakedi. Then it will be Honorable George. It will be yourself. It will be Honorable Klimbi. Honorable Mohape. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
This is the last round.
I am generally covered by what my colleagues have highlighted in their input. If I were to start from in terms of the communication that indeed we are going to be the one that is sending the letter to the office. Number two, with regard to recommendation 8.4, as far as I'm concerned, this is more of an recommendation than a recommendation. So that's we must take this 8.4 to under observation. I think this was our opinion. It's not like we're doing one operation as far as that is concerned. And on 8.2, if we can also add the NPA, it says an African Public Services and NPA to consider restoring in the case, blah, 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 blah. The South African Police Service to consider, to consider opening the case or looking at the case afresh. And further to say that the recommendation, in my view, flow from the discussion in the document and more particularly from the observation. No? So the observation in a way summarizes what the report is saying, what the report is saying, and the observation. And having done so, therefore the comment as follows. So I'm saying, so there should be that thing. Where possible, without necessarily repeating what is an observation. Yeah, let me pause.
Okay, I think it's not a thing. So, it's yourself now, madam.
Thanks. It's George.
No, you can shoot, then George will come. Oh, you want him to speak first, okay?
Thank you, Comrade Mukwele.
Okay.
Honorable Chairperson, some notes were made about the relief to the mother, which I first want to answer to. I absolutely agree that we have a responsibility to treat this mother with the necessary sensitivity. She has lost a child. I am not ignorant to the fact that we can never, ever understand how she feels. However, the recommendations that we make here, and I think it is common cause amongst all of us, the recommendations here are simply recommendations. There is nobody that we make recommendations to that is under obligation to complete those recommendations. In other words, our recommendations stand a very good chance, if those bodies decide to ignore us, for our recommendations not to bring relief to the mother. That is not handling her loss with sensitivity. So my question is, we can either refer it to a body that can give her closure, or we can make hollow recommendations. I would prefer to refer her to a body that can give her closure. The second point, Chairperson, is there was a question about the Director of Public Prosecutions not appearing before us because he doesn't answer to us. Yes, he doesn't answer to us. That is a simple principle of separation of powers. And if members of Parliament do not understand that principle, then it is a serious cause of concern. Thirdly, It has been said that the investigation is not complete. We, as a committee, how effective or ineffective we might be, are not equipped to handle investigations of this nature. The Ombud is. If the investigation is not complete, I would suggest that we refer it to a body that can deal with it and complete it, and that has teeth to make a decision. Fourthly, the referral of this matter to IPED is also a matter of concern. The police, saying that we need to refer the police to IPED, indicates that we as a committee have absolutely no trust in our police's ability to do their job. We have absolutely no trust in the Director of Public Prosecutor, Public Prosecutors or the concerned prosecutor's ability to do his job. Is that what the committee is saying? We can't refer matters to the police and back to IPED and back and back and back until we get the desired outcome. So if that is the message that the committee wants to send, that it does not have trust in the specific investigating officer and the specific prosecutor, then please be my guest, but I'm not going to be part of that. Fifthly, again, there's a matter of separation of powers. Some of these recommendations that this committee wants to make is a clear violation of the separation of powers. It is again a clear overstepping of our jurisdiction. Chairperson, in light of that, and also in the fact that this is definitely not the most sensitive way in dealing with this mother's loss, and the fact that I have an ethical objection with this committee's working in this matter and also in others, I would request that you please excuse me, because I cannot have part in such decisions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think the committee has not yet closed the matter. We are still in discussion. We have never agreed on our recommendations. We check legal advices to the matters. And if it comes to a push where members feel, because this matter is a concern of the Department of Health within the Western Cape that is governed by the DA, it must be recorded that the contact of members of this committee from the DA is unacceptable. We are dealing with a matter of a black person, of the reluctance of white monopolists, and they are not, the members of the DA are not assisting the affected family to find closure. Parliament, in terms of the constitution, we have the right to summon anyone. Anyone. We are not saying that men must come and report to us. Yes, we know the separation of powers. He's not reporting to us. But if we need clarity on him as a prosecutor, he must come and account to us. We have the right. Mohapu will tell us about that section of the Constitution. Now, Chair, that matter of DA must be clearly recorded that we are not happy about the conduct. They have never ever assisted us in getting this thing to closure. They have been arrogant. Even their MCs, even their hospital management, they have been arrogant towards us and disrespectful towards us. I think it's because of a race issue. This matter, I'm raising it like this, and it must be recorded as such. Chair, we as a committee, we have never said we will do. We are recommending. The issue now on my side in terms of recommendations, I agree with what members have said, and including other items in our recommendations, and I'm appealing to Doc that I once worked with social workers when they were writing their foster care grants, foster care reports, and to magistrate. Most cases were dismissed because of the manner in which the recommendations are tabled. You know, a third party must be able to have a sense of what you want to say. We understand, that's why you are at the management, ensure that the record keeping, it must have that need, that even if it is put somewhere or it's read by a third party, that third party will be able to link your information even if he was not part of that. So I'm suggesting that you must go and rework the recommend, put more meat into, don't just write in a point format, I don't know, in a communication lingo, what do they call it? Note, whatever. So don't, let us not use this system. Che, that was my submission. It's just that Michalaikas disturbed me very much, and I'm appealing that 8.4, 8.5, and 8.6, it must be clearly outlined how, as a committee, are we going to make sure that whatever I get, the own recommendations that needs to go to the other stakeholders. It has that monitoring system and interaction from Parliament to the affected party. Thank you very much.
Okay, I think you are taking note. Honourable Mohabe, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thanks. Chairperson, I think Honourable Mokoli has covered most of the issues that I wanted to raise. Therefore, Chairperson, I will specifically go to the recommendations. We have dealt with the observations and other related issues. One, with regard to the latter part that Honourable Mokoli catered for, 8.4, 8.5, I was going to suggest that let's incorporate the two to recommendation number one, where we are saying the Department of Health should thoroughly and comprehensively investigate the complaints against Kailisha District Hospital and Khoteski Hospital and the implicated medical personnel as stated in the medical facilities, at the stated medical facilities. Two, we must indicate that they must further investigate the reluctance of on the part of the head of the Provincial Department of Health to permit implicated medical personnel to appear before the committee. Three, the National Department must further investigate this issue of the record keeping at the institution. Then we incorporate the S1 item. Also attached to it, we must agree on the timelines to get progress report with regard to that. And not only that, Chairperson, linked to the same 8.1, we must refer the investigations that would be dealt by the National Department of Health to the committee, the chairperson of social services in the select committee chair to further do oversight on this also on our behalf. Come here.
The committee on social services, no?
Yes, social services. Then two, with regard to 8.2, that the South African Police Services, because we had a problem with the initial case not opened, I would suggest that we also refer this matter direct to IPT. Then we outline that a letter was, a case was opened which was closed, and there's further information to that. We wish them to investigate that. Once again, we refer again this matter to the chair, that they can be for further engagement so that we also pronounce at that particular level in terms of accountability.
Yes, that's wisdom.
With regard to 8.3 chairperson, I think it's automatic issue of particular principles. It's a matter that would automatically be dealt as and when there's a thorough comprehensive investigation. No.
Not to you. Public administration.
Please. Chair, with regard to the last one, which is going to be 8.3 now, that as the committee we refer, in line with the rule 235 that I refer the good self to, this matter to the public health ombudsman. That will be my submission, Chairperson.
Thank you. I think this was the last contribution in this regard. Oh, no, Tunbi, where were you when? No, but you were out when you were supposed to speak. Can I give you a clean bit? Because we want to conclude on this one. Do you want to speak on Honorable Mokhede? I can see that you are raising hands.
I'll be very short, Chairperson.
Thank you.
I would like to thank my colleagues here, Honorable Mkwiri and Honorable Mohabi.
He's coming.
Chairperson, really, it's about the DA trying to put things under the carpet here. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Mkwiri.
Yeah, I just want to be sure that I understand.
Is your mic on, Honorable?
Okay. Yeah, I was saying that one of the South African police, 8.2, I did insert, in addition to what has been added, that we should also have NPA coming in there, in addition to the other institutions that have been added, so that this matter is also clear to them. I think there was a reference to IPT also be included in there. Yeah, so I'm fine.
No, thank you. I think in that note, comrades, it's time, let me give you Honorable Mapushai's one.
With your permission, yeah, the only thing that the committee must pronounce, after how long do you expect the
timeline? Timeline. You'll make a declaration. Thank you, madam. Near the honourable member, they will make a declaration on the table of report. What can be the timeline? 3 months? 90 days? Or what? Of course, you're correct.
Can I get clarity? And I wanted to point out that we mustn't forget that Professor Seaman from the University of Pretoria had a report in which he determined that Tamara indeed had been hit with something resembling a cane. So on the strength of that, we can then request IPIT. And he had actually approached the prosecutor to say, can you reopen given this new evidence? Mm-hmm. So let's not forget to include that, other than the fact that we discovered that there was an effective record keeping. I just want to get clarity on
that. Is why Chairperson was saying, what the officials need to do, my apologies to interject you, should look at all concretized reports. For example, if you check 7.8, the memorandum prepared by Dr. Engelbrecht was not detailed. But if you check the 7.9, the submission by Dr. Kawa and Dr. Engelbrecht, that it was regrettable that no one at Khayelitsha District was focused, noting the lesions and abrasions of Tamara, is that amount to prima facie.
These are some of the reports that we have before us that can also put more flesh, as Honorable Mokoje said.
I want to clarify something, Honorable Mohapi and Honorable Monaketi. So 8.3 should not be a standalone around the health ombudsman. Is that what you were suggesting, Honorable Monaketi? Okay. So it can be like recommendation 8.3 should.
8.3, I think the way that
Honorable
Mohapi.
Referring to Rule 235,
okay? No, let's give it to Honorable
Mohapi. We were incorporating them under one basket, yes. Which is 8.1. Yes. So you just incorporate it as a competence of the National Health, I mean Department of Health, to ensure that compliance with regard to tuberculosis is also adhered to.
Yes, I understand that as 8.1. Then 8.2 was around referring the matter to IPED and the MPA, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Now I wanted to get clarity on the health ombudsman. Is it going to be 8.3, a standalone recommendation?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's like that. It's all that. Honorable members, do that. Therefore, in that note, honorable members, I think we must therefore say we have concluded this petition. Yeah. The timelines I was asking you in terms of legality.
Days.
I think 90 days will be fine.
Same.
It's the same.
No, not really.
Some days that are not in
okay, Chairperson, it's fine because you are saying we need progress support. It means execution. In our submission, it must be clear that we want it to be executed starting from that, but would expect progress report in terms of what transpired between the incepted date of us making a submission to them till the 90th day.
I think that is what I don't remember. Therefore, the petition, it's in my take, is that we have concluded on it. We will then, they will then develop a draft report to come to us. We adopt it before it goes to House. Is that what that normally happens?
Chairperson, just also to allay fear from, is it Fuzani?
Yes.
Perhaps you must also make a statement.
Through media.
Yeah, just a written statement on behalf of the committee that this matter has got attention and finally the committee has recommended the following based on new evidence that we've got. Because if you check, there's an article that I saw. Was it here?
Yeah.
This matter has been in the news for some
time.
So I'm just saying it, perhaps you need also to ask your good self to develop a press statement where you'd also issue it for purpose of information out there.
Thank you. Just for this scheme, Honorable Mohapi, before it's being adopted in the House?
After
it has been adopted,
after,
yeah? Thank you. Do you follow? After it has been adopted, then we'll make a media statement. Is that fine? Thank you.
Why
because we've already taken the decision. So we can go to the... Okay.
Issue a statement, ne? And then also in the statement, we must also raise the issue that it will be tabled at the House, and then after that, it will be final. But it does not stop you to make issue a first statement while then, because they will take that into consideration.
Thank you. I mean, that statement is the committee statement. Anyone can do without me. Yeah. I can appoint anyone. No, it's fine.
But take it through the
communication
unit.
And also mention that the DA
worked out. We can ask the communication unit to department.
Yeah, no, we'll do that.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do it. Then we were saying, after the report has been crafted as a draft, it will come to you just for adoption so that you acknowledge it and let go.
No,
so you don't want it to see it. You don't want it to see it again. So you'll be fine. Okay, thank you. Yeah, but no, I must ask that, you know, so that I'm not asking why did you have a report? No, it's fine.
If we are done with the report, when you forward it to us.
Just for information,
but we are done.
Before, yeah, okay. Then it will be tabled, it will be forwarded to you as amended, yeah? Okay, comrades. Honorable members. But they are comrades, of course. Thank you. Thank you. I think we are through with item number one. Then we'll go to... Honorable members, item number two, Love Neither. Sorry? No, it's not long after. I've
informed I tried to tell her before we started. We have Israel Nava on with us, honourable members. Honourable members, the issue of Love Niza, we are being challenged by the petitioner. He is always submitting new evidence on Love Niza case, and he is saying this new evidence it attaches to the original oral hearing that he made to us. So I said to the secretary, must just forward the new evidence to yourself for you to note. What we should actually do is for us to therefore call in recommendation, agree with the recommendations, and check if there are any loopholes or outstanding issues within the Love Niza petition. If yes, say what should be done. But of course, I was looking that we should close the petition, because the more we prolong it, the more the petitioners are being harassed by the DA, municipality or council. They are being pillaged, they are being, you know, there are many issues. I think you did see the emails that were sent to you, the new evidence. So I wanted us to conclude on it, so that at least we recommend in the House, and the petitioner then has a weapon to defend himself out of our recommendation. I don't know. Thank you, Honourable Members. Let me, before perhaps I take it to yourself, can I give the content that you take us through to on this petition? If we have six.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you must clear this issue.
Yes. Honourable Members, you will recall that we had three hearings around this particular petition. When it was originally submitted to us, there were four complaints against Niza Municipality by Mr. Mark Hampton, who's an activist, a blogger based in Niza. The first one alleged to the criminal finding of Niza Tourism, which is a private company, in fact a Section 21 company by the municipality. He was alleging that it's being illegally funded by the municipality. The second complaint related to the awarding of the ISDF tender of the municipality to Niza Creative Heads, a consortium that is quite controversial and is linked to a controversial local property developer. The third complaint alleged to the illegal appointment of Mr. Grant Easton, the former MM. And then the fourth complaint is related to the blocking of his communication by the municipality. You will recall that the municipality came to the second hearing, where it made submissions and indicated that yes, I'll just touch on some of the submissions that it made in relation to the complaints that Mr. Hampton had against it. It indicated that it initially indicated that Niza Tourism wasn't being illegally funded. It was being provided a grant in aid by the municipality in the amount of 4 million rand. And then with regards to the alleged illegal awarding of the ISDF tender, it indicated that the matter was being looked into by the Provincial Department of Local Government. And at that stage, they were awaiting a report. And then the appointment of Mr. Grant Easton, it argued that Mr. Easton was appointed because he was the best possible candidate, although Mr. Hampton was arguing that he's Scottish by birth and he did not possess the necessary qualifications, and the matter, the post was advertised twice. The first time Mr. Easton didn't apply, the second time he applied, and it was advertised because they were looking for an employment equity candidate, and he was arguing that Mr. Easton was not an employment equity candidate. And then the alleged unconstitutional blocking of the communication, they admitted that indeed they had been blocking the emails that he was sending through, but because he was bogging them down with emails, but they had, Mr. Easton reported that they had unblocked his communication. Then we decided to have another hearing after Mr. Hampton then indicated that he would like to present evidence to us that ties into the original complaint. And you will remember that meeting where he then raised other issues around the appointment of one Mr. Adonis as the head of, I think it's a community development, and then Ms. Kirsten as well as the director of communications in the municipality, and then the appointment of two gentlemen, one as a chief fireman at the municipality who have questionable track records. He raised a number of issues, and then he also indicated that he was being defamed in various publications and on Facebook and on social media platforms. Now, before and then you will also recall that Mr. Hampton's submissions were supplemented by Ms. Campbell. She spoke around the awarding of the ISDF tender and the process around that, and then the appointment of Mr. Easton. Mr. Hampton also then, during the third hearing, indicated to us that Mr. Easton had been charged and disciplinary processes had been instituted against him, but before they could be finalized, he resigned from the municipality. A day or two ago, before we had this meeting, we received more submissions now from Ms. Campbell, and she came forward with more evidence around the service level agreement that the municipality had entered into with Nizna Tourism and the legal opinion that they got from Cliff Decker Hofmeyer around the funding. And then we also, at that time, during the third hearing, the municipality indicated that they couldn't appear before us because they were busy with considering their budget for the relevant financial year. And then they presented evidence a day or two ago to show that, in fact, the mayor was on party political activities elsewhere. There was no budget being considered at the time. So they were now alleging that the mayor should be called before us. We shouldn't just accept the written submissions that the mayor has given around the matter, and because, in effect, the mayor had committed perjury and lied to us about not being able to appear before us because they used reasons around the budget as well as the fire. Ravaged Nizna at the time. And then they also complained about being harassed on various platforms. And so, yes, that's where we are. So now the petitioners had asked that we call in the municipality, and we shouldn't just accept their written submissions, because in their written submissions, they indicated that there was no need for them to appear before the committee. With regards to the issue of the illegal funding of Nizna Tourism, they said they had gotten a legal opinion on that, which Ms. Campbell shared with us, which shows that KT, Nizna Tourism, shouldn't be receiving the grant in aid. And then with regard to the illegal awarding of the ISDF tender, they indicate that the provincial Department of Local Government is busy with the matter. And then the alleged illegal appointment of Mr. Grant Easton, they're indicating that that is no longer relevant because Mr. Easton is no longer in the employee of the municipality. And then the blocking of his email, they indicate that, they confirm that indeed his emails are no longer being blocked.
I don't know what this Love Nizna petition, personally, on my personal capacity, I think we are dealing with someone who is not sober. I think we are dealing, I'm sorry to use this word in a formal meeting, but I think we are dealing with a psychopath. That's my analysis. Because you cannot forever bring new information and harass. I follow this guy on Facebook. I'm following him on Facebook. He's writing so many things. So maybe his matter has been before Parliament for a very long time, I don't know. Maybe it's a frustration, or the systems in council didn't favor him, or what. So I don't know, as a committee, how best can we address this matter. We once called the mayor, if I'm not mistaken. The mayor once came.
She came.
Yes, you were, by then you were not a chairperson. It was good. The mayor did come and give as the side of the municipality. And there was another lawyer who came before us with the information. I don't know, but I think we are not dealing with it. We need to have to apply our mind differently to this matter, because if we entertain such things, yes, there is an allegation of corruption and mismanagement and favoritism that happened. But I don't know, guys. I need clarity on how best can we deal with this matter.
Chairperson, thanks for the question. There's a procedure of referral of issues to the committee. It doesn't mean if we've opened a line of access, that person would just automatically come directly and pump us with more issues. I think any new thing which reflects as a new submission must be dealt with through the internal procedure of NCOP, in particular going to the registry, to the office of the chair, then the chair refers it directly. So I'm not sure with regard to this new information, was it referred through the internal processes? If not, I would really request that let it be referred back, so that tomorrow we have a legal stand, you know. Then we deal with this that is before us and conclude it. But what you need to do, because it has already served before your table, just acknowledge received, indicate that in terms of procedure, issues are registered through the internal processes of the NCOP, then moving from there, it must be filed in the office of the chair for purpose of it to be referred to us. That is with regard to the new information. So we are not just going to really see ourselves summoning people again without really following the correct procedure. With regard to this issue, Chair, presentations were made, and there's an indication that there's been reluctance on the side of the Office of the Public Protector to act. What you only need, we take the entire submission to the National Office of Public Protector to deal with this matter and request that we would really wish to get the report back. We can summon her to appear before a committee at a minimum, maybe let's say within 2 months' time. Then we take it from there. That would be my submission. Otherwise, we can't operate like yo-yo, Chairperson. I don't think it's going to be helpful. Then it means, based on what we have observed, we just conclude that we recommend that this matter be referred to the National Public Protector. But we also register our concern with regard to the reluctance from the side of the provincial office of the public protector. That would be my submission, Chair. Then we expect progress within 2 months.
I will cover on that. Fine. Thank you. You wanted to say
yes, I think I agree totally with Honorable Mohapi, because some of the issues are, in fact, before the public protector. Like the public office of the public protector hasn't finalized the issue of the awarding of the ISDF tender. And the office of the public protector indicated that, yes, some of the complaints had been closed, but if he's not happy, he must reopen, he must request that. So in that way, we ensure that we don't run parallel processes with office. And also, remember our guidelines say that if a matter has already come before another body, then we honestly can't now overturn, you know, the decision of that body. So I do agree with Honorable Mohapi on that one.
I think what is all done on us. Honorable Monokeli?
I'm covered. I also wanted to raise a concern with the compartment of all sorts of information, submission from the petitioner. I was introducing some of them are extremely
sensitive.
So I'm thinking that they are not the one who can support that part. And also support, I think, some of the messages that you
Thank you. I think on that note, therefore, we have considered the petition, and that will be the recommendation that we refer it back to the Public Protector's Office and advise correctly the petition. Yeah? No, we refer it to the Public Protector, nationally, not the provincial one, not the provincial one, because
Yeah, and they must report back to us within 2 months.
But Chairperson, remember you CC the province, so that they must also check that we are not taking it seriously.
Yes, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, no, I think now we are through. We will therefore go to item number... these are the minutes, comrades. I think we must just adopt the minutes. Item 4.1, report... item number 3. We have a set of minutes. I think the secretary can take us through the minute, the set of the minutes. Where are these minutes? Hey, but don't see the document must be friendly. Use it, use it. It's very thick. Yeah, it's very thick. No, I show me that. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Why? Do you have your minutes? Do you have minutes in your table? Honourable members? No, we don't have.
When's the
31st minute? We do have. Secretary, how much you are? We don't know. Right, honourable members, we have the following minutes, which the secretary in the agenda said adoption of the minutes, but I think there are three sets of the minutes. So the first minute will be the Wednesday, 31st May minutes. Can we go through them, honourable members, the 31st May 2017, page 1. If there are issues, clarity seeking question or whatever, or altering or something within the page, members will tell me. Page 2. Page 3. Done. Are they orderly, honorable members? Can we? Honorable Mteta?
Propose the acceptance of the minutes.
You propose the acceptance of the minutes. The acceptance of the minutes has been proposed. Seconda, honorable previous seconda. Honorable Mukile? Oh, I thought you were speaking. Thank you. Honorable members, then we'll go to the 7th, minutes of the 7th June. Yes, 2017. Okay. After the 31st minute, then you have the 7th June minute. After the 31st minute, you have your 7th June minute. After the 31st. Yes. Do you see them? Okay, let's carry on. We will catch up. Item number one, page 1, we'll do the same. If there are any matters to be altered or to be cleared, let's do that. Page 2. Page 3. Can I have a mover? No. Okay, yeah, page 4 is fine. Yeah, can I have a mover?
Okay, thank you. Can I have a move? Honorable Pimbi?
I move the adoption of the minutes as it is.
Honorable Pimbi, move for the adoption. Honorable Teta, second that. Thank you. 21st June. Twenty-first June, first page, second page. Thank you.
I was not part of the meeting, but my observation is that Donna Manopola, I'm not sure, is she still part of this committee because she's not appeared.
She is. It was precisely after that disagreement, but she's still part of the committee. I think they must have addressed it. You must have addressed it because she was in the meeting that day. No?
Why do you?
Right, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Can I have a mover? Honorable Mteto, move for the adoption. Can I have a seconder? Can't be one people.
Yeah.
Oh, Honorable Quimby. It's not so fine. Honorable Quimby, seconded. Thank you, Honorable Members. I think the minutes are being adopted. We will now go to our executive undertakings. Honourable members, this executive undertaking is just for you for tabling. It's just for tabling. We are still going to deliberate on them and draft, therefore, after a draft report, because we still have another two executive undertakings that we dealt with last week. So I wanted to couple them together, that when we deal with them, we deal with them together. These ones are coming to you because we have already dealt with them, I think, last Monday. Thank you. In that note, can we therefore approve the tabling? Can you acknowledge the tabling of?
Noted.
Noted. Thank you. Honorable,
can you also incorporate that apologies were there? Because it's only people that are present with the omission of people that apologize.
On the executive undertaking. Yes. Thank you. Because, of course, we had apologies. I think that is orderly. We will then incorporate that. Honourable members, in terms of my agenda now, we should be considering the tabling the Mansupe petition, yes. Mansupe petition. Yes. We are just tabling it, Honourable members. It's part of the package. What has actually happened there? Just one thing that I want us to, I want the my content advisor and the secretary to include there. We, under our observation, we said because the municipal couldn't give us enough detailed information, we said then some of the stakeholders will be invited to Parliament to come and. Yeah, and of course, because we were fighting too. So we said we are going to call the stakeholders to Parliament to come and account. Now, within our program, that should be scheduled as soon as possible. Can we therefore acknowledge the tabling of the Mansupe petition? And acknowledgement isn't what tabling is to you. Noted. And we will include in the following program. Yeah, we are agreeing. Yes. Honorable,
for now.
Yeah. Wait. Super Dinama. Yeah.
Chair, I don't know, maybe we are, I don't know how do we the meeting, because we are on item 4, right?
No, item 4.3.
Item 4, subsection 4.3. The main item, the tabling of the following draft report. So we note the tabling of the draft report with the recommendation that because we didn't get the enough substantive evidence or submission from stakeholders, there will be this report will be included in our next term program. Okay, sure.
So that members, honourable Mohabed.
Chair, just for clarity, if you are saying it will be incorporated in the next term, are we going to invite them or are you going to go out there? Because what I learned is that there's been rush, even where you did in local inspection. You know, justice was not done. So I'm asking myself, why should you get it orally and not get there?
Yeah, I think it's a valid... I just wanted to be advised by the committee because it's either we last time when we were there we said we were going to call them, but it was not permanent resolution because we knew that we would be seated in the house deliberating. Now, can the house advise me? Honorable Mpape is advising that because you know very well we couldn't have ample time. We had three programs there. In that province, is arriving that can't we not perhaps go back again to go and do justice than calling them here to do the quick fix solutions? Honourable Kimbi,
Mr. President, compare with Honourable Mahapi. If you are here, sometimes we cannot have enough time. Always we have got your time. 8:30, 10:00 is security and. But if we are saying that we are going there to those people, we have enough time. That's a day. Just take a day and go there.
Okay.
I concur.
Thank you. Honorable Monopoly, sorry.
She's still checking her
document.
I'm just saying that maybe perhaps we to do justice. We should not cluster the when we cluster the program for testing local inspection. We take into consideration the amount of work that needs to be done. Maybe instead of three committees, make two committees work in that day for that purpose, so that we finalize this matter. Thank you, Chair.
I think it will be proper that we have COCTA than security because issues of security there were dealt with that time. Counter there are issues within the petition that can be looked at. Honorable Mohabe.
Just for the last time, I think it's also proper, Chair, as and when we go back, we do justice to the work. You know, the other challenge, we take time before going back. And I think maybe, Chairperson, that is the problem. We are still having outstanding issues in Northern Cape, you know, where there are challenges, and if you open your TV news from time to time, even municipalities where we are supposed to make follow-up, there's always problems. Recently, there's been by-elections in Mahareng, you know. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, honestly speaking, we take time before we really respond to challenges of our communities. And if you remember, when we were in Northern Cape, there's one stakeholder who said to us, I wonder whether you're not going to behave like many other committees who came and just left us like that. So I don't want really to really tamper my legacy. Tomorrow, if I'm not here, I don't want to be counted as part of failures. I'm appealing to the committee. As and when we say we prioritize the work, let's ensure that we put other things aside, honestly speaking. It's not convenient to go out there. People need to interact with us. If we check issues that we are dealing with, especially this cluster, they need us to be more frequently on the ground. But most of the time, we're in potholes. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, let's ensure that we put emphasis that we need really to prioritize that. If it means we make a follow-up to Northern Cape, then we can say, let's incorporate it. The aim was to say, by next week,
Yes, I'm not sure how far the preparations, and you must also make it clear as chairs and the committee members, our officials also, even when we agree like this, they must start making preparations and not do it for us. Because most of the time there's delays in terms of coordination. So I'm just appealing, Chairperson, let them work as a family, ensure that they assist each other in terms of coordination, so that from time to time we don't see ourselves failing. There was a plan for us to be in Northern Cape this week. Unfortunately, this overpopulation of programs in Parliament are just really congesting us here. And I'm just saying, Chairperson, in conclusion, let them work as a team and ensure that they start making preparations for follow-up.
Yeah, I think we are correct, Chair, because we...
I'm aware, even the speaker from this Manzupa was not even there.
Yes.
And if you check in terms of the report, it's reflecting that public participation was one of the issues that was raised a concern. So I'm just saying it, officials, when you comprehend the approach, ensure that all relevant people that are directly affected in terms of the petition, they are also someone to appear before them.
No, we are correct. Honourable.
No, thanks, Chair. Kidumalanali, Honourable Mohambi and Manopoli, on how we do our oversight. Really, to tell the honest truth, it's like we are on a joyride. Remember, this petition, not for me, I don't even expect a report. Because we just went there within a period of 1.5 hours, we wanted to conclude and cover up everything. Because we didn't have time, we were rushing to catch a flight. Now I'm suggesting, I've been suggesting this to also administrators, that maybe in our oversight week days, we have 3-4 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we must make it a point that when we deal with issues that are related to court, we allocate the entire day to court. The following day we allocate to security and justice. The following day we allocate to petitions. And then when we started this parliament, what was normal to us is that every after interaction of some sort, we'll have a draft report, go through it, meet as a committee. We are not there for joyriding, but it's not happening now. I don't know why. And then we lose track of so many things. We are not communicating. Friday, when we are on oversight, Friday we allocate it to consolidation at our own administration. Consolidation of information, fresh as it is, and then we come to Parliament, we process the matter. I think if we can go back to what we used to be to do in 2014, when we were, some of us were not even sure of what is happening, because it was our first time in this institution. So we must go back to that practice.
Yeah, I think we are all ordered. I think that approach we will follow and will note. Of course, Secretary and yourself here and whoever who are part of us, the administrative support, next week, of course, we have agreed. We know that it is an oversight week. But as this cluster, we have agreed and confirmed that we will be going for oversight at Northern Cape. So in that note, the stakeholders from Matsupe Municipality should come. Yes, Matsupe should be coordinated to, on the day of the hearing, they should be coordinated to Northern Cape, wherever will be. Thank you. Do you want to have something? I think in that note, honourable members, we have concluded the work of the day today, or of this meeting. Can I therefore... Honourable Mohape. Select Committee on Socopter. Yes, it's what I want us to do. You want to read something?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the meeting is definitely sent urgent. Thank you.
Through you, Chair, I think we are in a formal meeting of a committee, and it is within my right to raise this concern because it has looked as if I haven't been attending the committee's meeting. Sure.
Honorable, let me officially declare this meeting open. Yesterday, honourable members, thank you very much. Let me take this opportunity to officially declare this meeting open. I believe it's a continuation of yesterday's meeting where we had the Department of Traditional Affairs sharing before our committee. In that meeting, we're dealing with the traditional leadership and governance framework. So in terms of the agenda, we have apologies, and I offer
It has been a while since I attended the select committee meeting, especially because I didn't get formal invitations to the meeting. If I get formal invitations, the venues